Hi, this is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me in our last of three episodes celebrating the music of three brothers from Michigan. As we continue our focus on influential Midwest musicians, we'll hear more from the Jones Brothers, pianist Hank Jones, trumpeter, composer, and band leader Thad Jones, and drummer Elvin Jones from Pontiac, Michigan. Here they are with the title track from their 1958 album, Keeping Up with the Joneses. In our first two episodes, we heard from pianist Hank Jones and trumpeter Thad Jones. And here in our third episode, we'll focus on the youngest of the three, drummer Elvin Jones. Elvin Jones was born in 1927 and became interested in the drums at an early age. After serving in the Army from 1946 to 1949, he played in a Detroit band led by saxophonist Billy Mitchell. And then he made the move to New York City in 1955. He unsuccessfully auditioned for the Benny Goodman Band, but found work in New York with people like Charles Mingus, Bud Powell, and Miles Davis. In 1957, Elvin recorded a monumental album with tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins and bassist Wilbur Ware at the Village Vanguard in New York City. The result was an album titled A Night at the Village Vanguard. Here they are with Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Continued to perform and record with various artists like Tommy Flanagan, J.J. Johnson, Art Farmer, Kenny Burrell, Art Pepper, and his brothers Thad and Hank. In 1960, Elvin Jones recorded for the first time with saxophonist John Coltrane. The recording included the earliest version of the John Coltrane Quartet, with McCoy Tyner on piano and Steve Davis on bass. Now, this record was released on the Atlantic label and was called Coltrane Jazz. Here's the first tune they recorded. This is Village Blues. As a member of John Coltrane's classic quartet, Elvin had found his place and developed a strong connection with Coltrane and pianist McCoy Tyner. The quartet, which also once included Reggie Workman and finally Jimmy Garrison on bass, changed the sound of jazz forever. And Elvin contributed so much to this quartet. His intense and emotional dynamics, his rolling triplets, and the incredible amount of tension and release, it really helped to push Coltrane and the others to new heights. And in 1964, after Coltrane had won his battle with substance abuse, he wrote music for the epic album entitled A Love Supreme. And this was a praise album, giving thanks to God. So let's hear part one from 1964. This is Acknowledgement. Jones also appears on many live records with Coltrane, including Live at the Village Vanguard, Live at Birdland, and this one called Live in Seattle, which includes Pharoah Sanders on tenor saxophone. And you can hear the band continuing to stretch the boundaries here in 1965. This is their version of Out of This World. Elvin's musical collaboration with Coltrane lasted for about 5 years, while producing over 25 albums. And as a member of Coltrane's band, Elvin had established himself as a powerful and unique voice in the landscape of jazz drumming. Around this same time in the mid-60s, Elvin Jones also recorded with saxophonist Wayne Shorter. Now, Wayne had recently left Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and was about to join the groundbreaking Miles Davis Quintet. Elvin recorded 3 albums with Shorter in 1964, and they became very influential, including Night Dreamer, Juju, and of course the landmark Speak No Evil, which featured trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, pianist Herbie Hancock, and bassist Ron Carter. With Speak No Evil, this is Witch Hunt. During this time, Elvin also made recordings with various leaders, including Larry Young, Earl Hines, Lee Konitz, Joe Henderson, Ornette Coleman, and many more. During the 70s, in addition to recording as a sideman, Elvin Jones continued recording as a leader and soon formed the Elvin Jones Jazz Machine. The lineup changed throughout the years, and at one time even included John Coltrane's son, Ravi, on tenor and soprano saxophone. In 1999, Elvin Jones and the Jazz Machine recorded its last album, called The Truth, live at the Blue Note in New York City. This featured an expanded version of the band, including saxophonist Antoine Roney, trombonist Robin Eubanks, Darren Barrett on trumpet, Detroit pianist Carlos McKinney, bassist Gene Perla, and guest saxophonist Michael Brecker. Let's hear something from the Blue Note that shows Elvin still at full strength, displaying his signature polyrhythmic approach. From The Truth, this is Elvin Jones and his composition, Three Card Molly. Elvin Jones helped expand the boundaries of modern music, and even in the midst of health problems, he remained dedicated to performing right up until the end. On May 18, 2004, drum legend Elvin Jones passed away. Elvin Jones had developed an easily identifiable and completely personal sound and language on the drums, and in most circles, one does not even need to say his last name. When referring to him, all we have to say is Elvin, and we know exactly who we're talking about. Bassist Ron Carter might have put it best when he stated, "The only way to illustrate or accurately define Elvin's contributions is to play a recording of a pre-Elvin Jones drummer, play a recording of Elvin Jones, and then play a recording of a post-Elvin Jones drummer." I think these three examples would best illustrate all of Elvin's contributions to the drums better than words could ever say. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.